I remember when I was nominated for a Grammy, what was that, 2011, I think it was. It's like almost 10 years ago. I remember when I was nominated for a Grammy, and I just straight up like was lost after that. I was like, wait, am I supposed to write more songs now? Like, no pressure. Like, you write this song, and now people are like, oh, it's nominated for a Grammy, I'll do it again. And that's a lot of pressure. I did not get another Grammy nomination until like 5 or 6 years later, which is still a really big deal, but just, you know, culture and industry-wise, it'd be like, whoa, that took a while, which is a big deal to me. Anyways, the point is, a lot of times we have these moments that either, whether they are or are not writer's block, we get stuck, right? And we're like, how in the world am I supposed to fight this? What am I supposed to do about it? So I created this songwriting course that talks through some of the ways that I write songs, but also talks through some of the ways that I make songwriting and creativity a part of my everyday life, so that writing songs doesn't feel like this huge chore or this huge mountain that I have to climb that can almost feel defeating in a way. And that, I mean, of course, it's supposed to feel like work sometimes because it's my job, yeah. But I wanted to create something, create a course that showed like, hey guys, this is how I just make it a part of my everyday life. And so right now, if you go to jamiegrace.com/create, you can see some free resources and also some of the full paid courses that I have on songwriting, on podcasting, just a lot of the different creative things that I do, and just really just like how I do the creative stuff that I do, in hopes of being able to share that with you guys, because I'm grateful when you ask me questions and I want to be able to help in the best way that I possibly can. And so I created that part of my website, jamiegrace.com/create, for those different resources. What you're going to hear now is a video that I recorded last year. Which, no, I recorded that this year. Wow, 2020 has been long. You're going to hear a video. That was Isabella in the background recreating what I just did. you're gonna hear a video that I recorded this year for my songwriter's course that I wanted to just make available free for you guys, just so you can get a taste of what the course is like. This video is about 12 minutes long, and the course has about, I'd say, like 15 to 20 different sections like this, where I just talk through my process, and I also provide you guys with some practical step-by-step resources for your creative journey as well. So I hope that it's helpful. I love when you guys tag me in your songs on like Instagram and Twitter. I know it seems old-fashioned, but Twitter is the best place to send them to me. But I love when you guys tag me in your songs that you're writing by using some of these steps and processes, because I'm just so proud of you guys, and I just get so excited for what you're doing. So you can check the link in the show notes for like the direct link to the course, but I do hope that you enjoy these next 12-ish minutes, and that maybe if you're a songwriter or a creative in any way, or you're just, you know, a nerd or a nosy person like myself, you just want to listen, I hope that this is inspiring for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Okay, bye. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Jamie Grace podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Happy Saturday. I'm Jamie Grace. I'm on Instagram at Jamie Grace H. Bye. Hey friends, it's Jamie Grace here, and I wanted to share this video with you guys. Writing songs makes me very happy, and I oftentimes get the question, how in the world do you fight writer's block? What do you do when you want to write a song, but your brain says, I don't care, it's Tuesday, let me take a nap? So I wanted to talk to you guys about that. Now, I do want to let you know that this is a part of my songwriter's course. You can get the link in the description box below, and there are like over 20 videos that will really hopefully take you guys through the songwriting process, the publishing process. There's so much detail in this course. I literally worked on it for months. But technically, actually a few years. I've been teaching songwriting courses in person for a few years, and we're going to start that back up in the fall of 2020. But I want to make sure that you guys know that this particular video is one of about 8 in a section of writing prompts. And so if this, you feel like, oh, this was kind of cool, but I would like to have another way to challenge myself as a writer, then go ahead and check out the course. But this is one of the different ways of fighting writer's block, or creating a song from the ground up. And this lecture is called Finding Quiet.
Work hard, pray more, dream big. Yeah.
So one thing that my mom loves, like deeply, is quiet. Now, it's ironic because my mom and I have very similar personalities. She is hilarious. She's a goofball. She is a pastor. She's a homeschool mom. She's just like such a fun-loving, full of energy person. But she also loves quiet. And when I was growing up, I had a really difficult time with this because she would be riding down, driving down the street, my sister and I in the backseat, and she would say, "Let's not listen to the radio." My mom loved talk radio. She wasn't crazy into like music on the radio, but she loved talk radio. And sometimes she would just say, "Let's turn it off and let's just be quiet. Everybody just listen." And I'm just like, "Why are you doing this to me, lady? Like, why would you, why in the world?" But 90% of the time, a few minutes into that quiet, I would start to embrace it. I would start to enjoy it, even though it was difficult for me as someone that has ADHD and, you know, Tourette syndrome, and I always wanted to make noise just because of my personality and my Enneagram 7-ness, especially as a wing 8. But quiet became such a safe place for me for many reasons. One, because the quiet allowed me to listen. When you're talking all the time, you're never being invested in. You know, many teachers and professors that are the absolute best teachers and professors, they still spend their week studying and researching and learning and allowing education to not be something that they only project, but something that they also pursue internally as well. And so finding quiet is really important for the sake of listening. A lot of times people say like, "Oh, I'm having major writer's block." And then I'm like, "Okay, well, like, what'd you do this week? Like, how was your week?" And then they're like, "Yeah, well, you know, I was listening to some music, did some podcasts, watched some TV, hung out with my friends." And I'm like, how do you expect to be creative when all you're doing is allowing everybody else's creativity to invest in you? You know, back to my mom, one thing that she would tell us growing up, we didn't watch a lot of TV. We didn't really have cable until I was in like high school. And that was for about 6 to 8 months. And then they were like, "This doesn't make sense." But my mom would always say, "Why would you watch television when that's just someone else telling you their vision? Why don't you go write a script or write a book, a story, a novel?" And then people see my sister's Instagram, Morgan Harper Nichols, the poet, and they're like, "Wow, you're so creative." And we're like, "Yeah, well, we grew up with a mom that would make the house totally quiet and then tell us to create and encourage us to create." So riding down the street, back to that, riding down the street with my mom, the quiet allowed me to listen. It allowed me to see what I can hear creatively, yes, but also just generally. It allowed me to see, to hear, okay, I can hear the wheels of the car, and I can hear the trees if I just crack my window a little bit. And if my sister moves in her seat, I can hear the buckle of the seatbelt, that very intricate sound that the seatbelt makes when someone moves in it. And when my mom makes a turn on that, I can hear her hands on the leather steering wheel of our old but still kind of looks cool BMW, and when she hits the brake, I can hear it squeak just a little bit because we ain't got that much money. And like, I can still hear those sounds so clearly, and it's so refreshing to really listen and to really embrace sounds. And as I'm older now, as a full-time songwriter and producer, I think it's very helpful that I'm able to tune into sounds that well. I say the second thing that quiet really taught was just imagination. You know, when it's absolutely, no, don't get me wrong, when you're listening to talk radio and podcasts, it's like, "Oh, now I want to talk about this, now I want to talk about this," because you're hearing all these new ideas. But when it's absolutely quiet, especially when you're in a room with other people or in a car with other people, you start to come up with these conversations that you would have never imagined. So if it's like dead quiet in the car, all of a sudden you're just thinking of all of the stuff and you're just driving, and then you're just like, "Guys, what if we lived in a world where it was like the Flintstones and we still had to pedal cars with our feet?" And it turns into these crazy conversations, these crazy ideas, and this huge imagination that you may not have really pursued if you were listening to music or listening to a podcast or something like that. Quiet opens up the door for imagination, and that's one thing that it definitely taught me. And I also think helped build my relationship with my sister, because we still have these big dream-driven conversations, and also my relationship with my mom and my dad as well. And I think I'm presently noticing that I've not yet mentioned in this scenario. My mom was a homeschool mom, so most of our time in the car was spent with our mom driving to random homeschool classes or the park or whatever that might be.
And then, so the quiet in the car with my mom, it taught me to listen. It taught me to have an imagination. And then it also, the third thing I would say is that it taught me to slow down. Sometimes in songwriting, we want to, and let me go back to the imagination really quick. When you're writing songs, the last thing you want to do is just recreate all the songs you've already heard. The last thing you want to do is be like, oh, they wrote a song about a breakup on a Tuesday. I'm going to write one about a makeup on Wednesday. Like, why? You know, you could, great, awesome, congratulations. But if you're in the quiet, you learn to imagine new things. I think about stuff like sitting, okay, yeah, so I think about a song that I just started working on. It's called Warriors, or Fighters. I don't know what it's called yet. But so I was sitting here and I was absolutely quiet trying to think of some production stuff. And I have this can in my hand. This is an energy drink, hashtag moderation. And I was just like, I have Tourette syndrome, so I was squeezing it a little bit and I liked the sound. So I ended up crushing the can as my snare sound in the song. If I had been filling the room with so much sound, I would have never thought, ooh, I like the way this soda can or this energy drink can sounds when I squeeze it. So it just gave me an idea for sound. I have a little too much in here to crush this one, but the crushed one I actually think is still in here somewhere. Yeah, here we go. It was in my trash can. And this was my snare sound. So that was really cool. So the third thing that finding quiet, and especially those car rides with my mom, really taught me, and welcome to ADHD, because I already said it, but I totally forgot what it was. All right, so the third thing that those quiet times really taught me were to slow down and to not feel the need to get to the end right away. A lot of times when we're writing songs, if we're not finished in a few hours or a day or two, we start to feel defeated and we're just like, there's no way the song is ever going to get done. I might as well throw it away. I might as well put it in the vault. It's never going to happen. That's not true. You know, I remember as a kid, and again, going back to the car ride, we would drive from Georgia to California every few years. My mom's family is mostly Georgia. My dad's family is mostly California. And so every few years we would pack up and we would drive across the country. And my parents were pastors. And so there was, you know, somewhat of a deadline in regards to not being gone like 15 Sundays in a row, but we were homeschooled. And so our schedules were very free and flexible because our teachers were in the car. And my mom did not work a traditional job. She was a homeschool mom and then did a lot of creative projects. And so the four of us really have this freedom to take this drive as slow as we wanted to. I remember my dad put a little TV in the back seat that had a VCR attached to it. And he was able to like hook it up. He's an electrician. He was able to, by trade, he was able to like hook it up and everything and make it so that we could watch movies in the car. And we had a tape deck and we would listen to music and everything. But so often my parents would, yet again, they would want to find that quiet. And I remember driving through like Arizona and New Mexico and Texas. Oh, it takes forever to drive through Texas. Just these big open roads without the TV, without the music. And our parents would just say, let's just enjoy this quiet. And it just taught us to slow down. You know, sometimes when people are traveling, they're like, oh, we got to get there within a few days because we got to get back to school, got to get back to work. It just puts a lot more pressure. But we had so many quiet, long drives that were so slow, but so nice. And it really taught me that your goals don't have to be obsessively in this obsessive timeline. Your songs don't have to be finished in a few minutes or a few, days or something like that. You don't have to feel that pressure. There are some times where songs will get finished like that. I mean, I've had songs where, I have one song that I wrote that was improv, it's called Castles, and people keep saying like, when are you gonna release Castles? Which means so much to me because I literally made that song up on the spot. You know, it's absolutely crazy. But then I have other songs that have sat in the vault for 4, 5, 6 years because I keep going back and rewriting them and working on new elements to those songs. And so quiet really taught me how to slow down, and that's something that I try to implement in my songwriting as well. If I have a deadline for a song and it has to be released, then fine. But if I have a deadline for a song and I can communicate with those people and say, hey, it's not where it needs to be and I want to give you something that is good work, then I'm going to do that. Now, if I say that and then they listen to it and everybody else says that it's good and I'm just being a producer about it and they're like, Jamie, you need to calm down, the song is great, then I'm like, fine, take it. But if I'm able to slow down, if I'm able to breathe, take a couple steps back, then I do that. I slow down. We oftentimes get overwhelmed by writer's block because we feel like well, I'm not creating today the same way that I was yesterday. But that doesn't mean that you're not creating. It just means that you're creating at a different pace. Maybe your brain is taking a break. Maybe it needs a nap. And just slow down a little bit. Take a couple of deep breaths. Continue to embrace that quiet. And when it's time to create again, I promise that opportunity will be there. Thank you guys so much for watching this lecture. I really hope that you liked it. The course is full of so many fun prompts and creative challenges. And there are also some more like boring things where we talk about song structure and the legal process. I think it's a really fun course. The people that have already taken it think so as well. So make sure you guys check out the description box below for the link to join the course. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Click on the screen to subscribe. Check out more videos and stuff like that. I love you guys so much. I'll see you soon. I miss you already. Bye. I gotta tell you what I gotta do to make my dreams come true. Work hard, pray more, dream big. Work hard, pray more, dream big. I'm gonna tell you what I gotta do to make my dreams come true. Work hard, pray more, dream big. Work hard, pray more, dream big.